15 and verse 22. First Samuel 15 and verse 22. And Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king." If you could bow your heads with me. Father, we just thank you. We ask for your presence and anointing in the words, oh God. Let it find good soil. Hallelujah. Let it touch some heart. Let it encourage. Let it spur. Let it, oh God, bring forth a harvest, hallelujah, of worthy walking towards you, Lord God. We just thank you right now in Jesus' name. You may be seated. Amen. Don't know how many of you remember this, but this message was called, "We Better Practice What We Preach." We better practice what we preach. What impresses God? Not our talents. He's not impressed by teaching, how good I can preach. He's not impressed with knowledge. The Bible says knowledge puffeth up. He's not impressed with our singing. He's not impressed with our playing. That's not what impresses God. He's not impressed with your gift. He's not impressed with my gift. What is God impressed with? Matthew chapter 8, verse 5. Matthew chapter 8, verse 5. "And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." I tell you what impresses God is faith that manifests in obedience. Do you understand what the soldier said? When I say to this one, come, he comes. When I say to this one, go, he goes. He was explaining how faith manifests in obedience. When we say we believe God, then we should obey God. We better practice what we preach. We need to practice what we preach. Is there enough evidence to convict you of being a Christian? Could you be brought into court for being a Christian? Is there enough witnesses to say, man, that person acts differently? They live their life differently. They speak differently. They associate differently. I'm telling you, it's time to practice what we preach. Hallelujah. God is not coming back for someone who is lukewarm. He said, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth if you don't get either hot or cold. He doesn't want any lukewarm people. We need to start practicing what we preach. I'm speaking to myself today. I need to practice what I preach. I need to get hotter. I'm not hot enough. I need more of Jesus. I want more of his power. I want more of his deliverance. I want to have my prayers answered even more. I want to be at that place where I can just say, Abba, like I taught in Sunday school, where you can cry out, Father, and right away there is an answer. Hallelujah. We need to practice what we preach. If that means praying in Jesus' name, walking in Jesus' name, talking in Jesus' name, living in Jesus' name, it's time for us to practice what we preach. God doesn't want any fake Christians. It's all in the news about fake news. Well, there's a lot of fake Christians. And it's time for us to wake up and practice what we preach. Amen? You see, the centurion understood about obedience. You know, if a soldier disobeys, you know what happens? He gets court-martialed. They don't just laugh it off and say, well, next time you obey. You can't have an army that disobeys the orders. That army won't fight. That army will lose. That army will be defeated. You can't be in God's army and think you're going to just do as you please and have the victory. It's time to practice what you preach. Amen? It's time to practice what you believe. It's time to step up and start walking according to God's word. It's time to start to put into practice the things that you have heard if you believe them. It's great to sing and worship and to shout. But can you do that outside? Can you do that going to school? Can you do that in college? Can you do that on the job? Can you stand up and say, I am a Christian. I don't believe what you just said is true. I tell you what God's word says. Can you stand up and be a Christian? Can you practice what we preach? Amen? Boy, it's getting quiet. Can I have an amen on that? It's time to start walking worthy. The Bible says if you are ashamed of him, he's going to be ashamed of you. But he says, if you're not ashamed of him, he's going to call your name in heaven. Your name will be called before the angels. They'll call out your name in heaven. You know, Jesus wants to be a name dropper. He wants to drop your name in heaven. But you know, most of us, we're too lukewarm. We don't practice what we preach. Amen. We get angry. Let everyone else be peaceful. We love to hear the scriptures about turning the other cheek. But that belongs to someone else. The centurion explained it this way. I say, go to this man, and he goes. To another, I say, come, and he comes, because he knows that he's a man under authority. And when we are in God's kingdom, when we're in soldiers in his army, we need to be obedient. It's time to practice what we preach. Luke chapter 17 and verse 12. Jesus entered into a certain village. There met him 10 lepers, 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us. You know, many times we pray and we ask God for help, and we wonder why we don't get our prayers answered so powerfully. It's because we're not practicing what we preach. We want God to do his part, but we have not done our part. Very quiet in here. Let me say it again. God will do his part when we start to do our part. When we start to walk in faith believing, when we start to stand upon his promise, when we start to act like we believe what we're talking about, when we start to practice what we preach. And he entered into a certain village. There met him 10 lepers, 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices. They recognized that there was someone here who could deal with their situation. They had heard about this man called Jesus. They knew that he was a miracle worker, that he could heal them. And they weren't about to let that go by. Have mercy upon us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And I've preached this before, and it came to pass as they went, as they were obedient, as they started to do what he said, is when the healing took place. They could have said, wait a minute, Jesus, you don't understand. We don't want to go to the priest. We want you to heal us. And he just stood there, I'm sure, and just said, I said, go to the priest. You see, we want to be healed in our own way. We want God to work it out our own way. And he's telling us to do X, and we want to do Y. If we would just do X, the Bible says, as they went, they were cleansed. It was in obedience to the word, to the man of God, that God healed them. Many times we want to get healing our own way. We want to live any way we like, then come to church, pastor, please pray for me. Better practice what we preach. We need to practice what we preach. That doesn't mean you are going to be perfect, but listen, we got to try better than we've been doing. We got to pray harder than ever now. We got to read our Bible more than ever now. We got to get serious. We're in the end times, people. In a time that you think not, that's when Jesus is going to come. I tell you, I had that experience, and you all know my story, when I thought the rapture had come. One of these days, someone's going to wake up. The rapture's going to have happened. and they're going to know without a doubt what happened. They're going to turn on the news and millions of people have disappeared. And they're going to know. They won't even have to ask because they have sat under this sound of my voice. They have had so many teachings. They've heard the word. And all they will know is a sinking feeling knowing that they missed it. It's time to practice what we preach. The Bible says to be doers of the word, not just hearers, not just listening, not just come here Sunday after Sunday. The Bible says if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. It's time to get desperate. If you had leprosy and you knew Jesus was here, you wouldn't be just crying out, heal me. You would be like these men. Jesus, have mercy upon me. And you know what? When he said, you go to the priest, they didn't understand. That probably didn't make sense to them. But Jesus, don't you understand? I want you to come over here. I want you to pour the oil over my head. I want you to lay your hands on me, and then I'll be healed. He didn't do that this time. See, he works differently, not according to our understanding, because he's God and you're not. It's time to practice what we preach. It's time to start living the word, being the word, doing the word, lifting up his name, and practice what we preach. See, they could have gotten all, you know, upset. Wait a minute. That's not how you heal the other man. You made mud on his eyes. One of the disciples, Peter, said after the resurrection, what about this fellow? You want me to go and do this, but what about? That's what we're always doing. We're always pointing at someone else. What about that person? What about him? The Bible says you need to work out your own salvation. Your own salvation. Not my salvation. Your own salvation with fear and trembling. It's time to practice what we preach. We can't come to church every Sunday and sing and praise God, and then Monday we forget about him. We don't speak to anyone. We don't pray for anyone. We don't encourage anyone. We have a sour, stinking attitude. Right? We need to practice what we preach. And it came to pass that as they went, they were healed. Sometimes he says come, sometimes he says go. All we have to do is, yes, sir, yes, Lord, whatever thy will is, Lord. Maybe you're not going to heal me right now. I'm going to just wait patiently until the time comes. But I'm not going to give up. I'm going to believe in faith because I'm standing upon your word. I'm going to practice what you preach, what your word says. I'm going to stand upon that because I'm going to believe it. I'm telling you this, anytime I've stood on God's word, he has never failed me. Ever failed me. See, we're praying for blessings. We're praying for all kinds of stuff. And as I said 2 weeks ago, the simplest thing to getting blessed, to finding God's favor, is one word, obedience. That's as simple as it is. You wonder why you're not getting blessed. Are you being obedient fully? Fully to the word of God? Fully? There is no substitute for full obedience. Saul thought, well, you know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to offer sacrifice. I've been waiting on this priest Samuel for so long. He hasn't shown up. He said he would be here 7 days ago. It's gone 7 days. We can't wait any longer. I'm going to go and offer the sacrifice. See what happens when you disobey, when you try and do something that you're not supposed to do? Never works out right. It's time to practice what we preach. See, they want some great thing. Naaman came to the prophet Elijah, and he wanted some great thing. He wanted him to pour oil into a bucket and douse him and get some leaves and, you know, some great thing. Sometimes God just says, go wash. Go wash. You need to go wash yourself before you start getting clean. You know, you want me to do some great miracle for you? Why don't you go and repent first? Why don't you seek my face first? Why don't you fast first? Why don't you call upon my name first? Why don't you get real first? Name and go wash. It's as simple as that. I'm not going to go wash in that muddy river. If I needed a river, I could have stayed home. See, obedience is better than sacrifice. I'm telling you, it's a simple key to God's blessing and favor. It's to not be stubborn. Some of us are so stubborn. We will never admit ever that we're wrong. Can you admit you're wrong? It must be a gift, because some people don't have it. It must be a gift. We are so stubborn. We will keep pushing and pushing and pushing till God just says, okay, fine. Have you ever done that with your kids? You know it wasn't a good thing, but they just kept on pushing, pushing. Fine, go ahead. You'll find out. You see, good judgment comes from bad experience. But it's better to learn it from somebody else's bad experience. Right? You don't want to have to find out yourself. It's like, you know, people who don't listen, you know, Jamaicans have a word, those who don't listen, what, how's it go, Jeremy? Those who don't listen must feel, okay. Don't know if you have that in America, but it says, if you don't listen, you're going to feel. That means, you know, mom tells you not to touch the hot stove, you keep on trying to figure out if it's hot, you find out. It's time for us saints to practice what we preach. We talk about love, but do we show love? Or are we just judgmental? Are we just condemning? Are we haughty? Are we proud? See, the proud, he sees afar off. So there's some things I don't like about me. I'm not going to tell you what they are because he knows. I'm trying to work on them. And I'm telling you, it's time for us to practice what we preach. It's time for us to practice what we preach. You know, the great thing about the disciples, and it was T.D. Jakes that pointed this out, when Jesus said, one of you is going to betray me, they all said, is it I? Did you see that? Not one of them said, oh, it's him. It must be him. But most of us are like that. We all say, oh, it must be him. But they all said, is it I? Because they all knew, but for the grace of God, as the saying goes, goes I. I haven't walked in your shoes, so I don't know what you're going through. You haven't walked in my shoes, so you surely don't know what I'm going through. But I tell you this, I'm going to keep walking because I want to practice what I preach. I want to make it to heaven. I don't want him to say anything but, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. I have all kinds of problems, but listen, I'm going to give them to the Lord. I'm going to confess to him my faults and failings. I'm going to present them to him because, as your favorite scripture, my favorite scripture says, for he is able to keep us from falling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is able to present us faultless, but only if we let him. Only if we let him. It's time to practice what we preach. It's time to not be, fake is in the news all the time. It's time to stop being fake Christians. It's time to stop putting stuff on Facebook that you wouldn't say to people in their face. It's time to be a Christian in real. Some people have a convenient relationship with God. It's a fire escape relationship. They use him when it's on fire. If there's a fire, they find him. They fall on their knees. They come to church. That's when they find God. But that's not how God wants to be used, because that's using God. That's not loving God. It's time to practice what we preach. 1 Samuel 15, chapter 15, verse 13. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. You know, you speak to some people and you start to tell them something. They say, no, I've done everything right. I did no wrong. I'm just perfect. I have nothing. No, you got that wrong, Pastor. Did you realize that after this battle, Saul went away and made a statue to himself? I didn't realize that till a few weeks ago. I was studying it, and I went and looked at a modern translation. It said he went to and made a place. It actually means he went and made a statue to himself. He was so thinking, oh, this is great. Not only did I win the battle as king, but I also performed as the priest. I showed Samuel what for. That'll teach him to come up to me late. See, you cannot please God by doing wrong. And you will never be blessed in disobedience. Never. Never. He says, I have, you know, he might have stood a chance, but his next words condemned him. He said, I have performed the commandment of the Lord. David, when confronted with his sin, said, I have sinned. He penned that beautiful psalm, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. That's why God had mercy upon him. Here's Saul. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. Well, why are these sheep bleeding. Huh? Well, the people made me save the best sheep. They did it. For the people spared the best of the sheep and oxen. But it's for a good reason. It's to sacrifice to the Lord. I was coming to church, but I had to do this first. I was coming to sacrifice to the Lord. And we have done all the rest you asked. See, we need to practice what we preach. We are in serious times. You know, the devil has a way of lulling the church to sleep. Jesus told the parable of the 10 virgins, and all of them were asleep. They didn't realize that it was almost midnight, and some of them didn't have the oil where they needed to have it. But soon there will be a cry. I think the churches are going to be packed pretty soon, because the world is not going to get better. The Bible speaks about men's hearts failing them for fear, for the things that are coming upon the earth. It's not going to get better. It is going to get worse. As you can see, democracy is starting to fall apart, where you thought that's impossible. It couldn't fall apart. But you know who's the God of this world. And the Bible says that the Spirit was going to let until he be taken out the way. It's only the presence of God that has been restraining the evil that is about to break out upon this earth. It is only God's Spirit that is wanting one more soul to really turn fully to him that has been restraining what is about to happen on this earth. Because Satan is going to be coming down having great wrath, knowing that he hath but a short time. It's time to practice what we preach. If you could stand with me. 1 Samuel 15:13. Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, "Blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord." Line number one. And Samuel said, "Well, what is the meaning of the bleeding of the sheep? You haven't really sacrificed. You haven't really given your best. You've given a sacrifice of Cain. What was convenient. And you did it just because you had to. Not with faith." The Bible explains what was the problem with Cain's sacrifice. It was not mixed with faith. Yeah, he came to church. He brought his sacrifice. But he was just going through the motions. "I'm doing this because I'm Adam's son, and he's dragging me to church. I'm doing this because everybody will know I'm not going to church." But he had no faith. He didn't really believe. Because if he had believed, he would have been saved. And Saul said, "They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God. The rest we have utterly destroyed." See, the contrast between David and Saul, and Saul is so great. One of the saddest verses in the Bible is when God says to Samuel, "Don't pray for him." When God is finished with you, what hope is there? You know, you can go to the district court. You can go to the appeals court. You can go to the Supreme Court. But once you've gone to God and God says, "Samuel, don't pray for him. I have rejected him." That's got to be the saddest verse in the whole Bible. When God says, "I'm finished with you. I gave you every opportunity. I chose you to be king. I made you king. I gave you everything that you could have wanted. And you still did not really love me. You still did not obey me. You went through the motions." David, on the other hand, when he was confronted, his sin was actually worse than Saul. He committed murder. He committed adultery. This just shows you the mercy of God if your heart is at the place where it will soften enough for God to reach it. Psalms 51. "For thou desirest not sacrifice." Saul thought he could buy God off by sacrifices. David understood you can't give God what already belongs to him. You aren't doing God a favor by coming to church. your whole life belongs to him. If he withdraws his breath, that's what the scripture says. If he were to withdraw his breath, we'd all turn to dust. Psalms 51, verse 16, for thou desirest not sacrifice, not what we can give him of our labor. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. What God is looking for is the sacrifices of a broken spirit and a contrite heart. Thou wilt not despise. It's time for us to practice what we preach. God is not looking for fake Christians. Bible says he seeketh true worshipers. Because there's all kinds of worshipers. There's NCAA worshipers today. Basically, they'll spend hundreds of dollars to go worship some basketball. But what God is looking for is true worshipers. You won't even have to find, he will find you. When you are truly have a contrite spirit and a broken heart. I'm finished. There were two messages I was going to preach, and I couldn't get away from preaching this. I was going to preach something else, but the Lord kept on making me come back to this. It's time for us to practice what we preach in every sense of the word. There is no substitute for a full obedience. Full obedience will get you full blessing. There's nothing better. There is nothing better than knowing that you please God. If you could right now feel and know for certain that God was pleased with you, I tell you this, I could face anything. If I had 100% assurance that I was absolutely perfect in God's sight. And the thing is, if we come to him, that's what he's trying to tell us. Genesis 17, Abraham, walk before me, do the right thing, and I declare you perfect. That's what God wants to tell you today. We are living in end times. Don't let this little lull fool you. If you really knew what was going on behind the scenes, most of us would be so terrified, we'd be praying all week. I know a little what's going on because I'm a news junkie, and I spend hours researching stuff. Russia has just launched what they're calling the Satan II missile. That's their name for it. And it's powerful enough to destroy a whole country by itself, one missile. It's called a Satan II. That's prophesied. That's not something that, you know, it's not. There's not a weapon that man has invented that has not been used. And we're not done with nuclear war because the Bible prophesies it. I'll teach it one of these Tuesdays. I'll show you in the scripture where it's prophesied that it's going to be used. Yeah, I am trying to scare you. I'm trying to let you know that this world is much more dangerous than you think it is. And it's time to wake up and practice what we preach. The altars are open if you want to pray, if you want to come to God, and if you want to make a commitment. Don't come if you're just going to be fake. Stay back there. Stay back there. But if you're coming to make a commitment, as honest as you can, don't come if you're going to be Saul and say, listen, God, I did my best. I did what you asked me, God. Don't come. He's looking for a broken and a contrite heart. And if you are that person with a broken and a contrite heart, God is not going to let you fail. He's going to forgive you. He's going to lift you up. He can work with that. He can't work with someone who is stiff-necked and disobedient. He says, the proud I see afar off. And I'm telling you this, I'm preaching to me. I had a week where I don't feel I was really as close to God as I should have been. I'm preaching to me. I'm not just preaching to you. I need to get closer to God. I don't want another week like this week where the devil just piled on stuff on me and I just did not give God the time that he deserved. We're closing this service. I want you to know, I'm speaking these words, but I feel they're from the Lord. Not because I'm something special, but just because of the office I hold. It's time to practice what we preach. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, we ask you right now, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You accept the sacrifice you said of a broken...